You guys want to test your mics, or are you guys just like hanging out?
I'm just going to wing it.
Yeah?
Hope for the best.
Are you guys both chewing gum?
No.
No.
Gosh. Oh, my gosh. Am I the only professional in this room? Which is, that's a scary thought.
Well, no. I think it is more of the fact that you're jealous that we have gum and you don't.
And it's cinnamon gum. It is.
I don't have gum because I'm talking into a mic.
No, because 5 minutes ago, off air, you were just bringing up how, oh, you guys have gum and I don't? Why can't I get something that you guys have?
That is not a good representation of me.
I think it is. Don't you? I thought it was spot on.
I honestly closed my eyes. I thought Austin was talking.
Also, real quick, Kyle, we work in an audio medium, so if you're going to laugh, don't hold the microphone away from you laughing.
No,
then,
I don't.
Then nobody's going to hear you laughing.
I didn't laugh. I wasn't laughing.
Okay.
Can't prove it.
He's pulling a Melissa.
He was a thousand times
laughing. Look at this guy. Why aren't you laughing?
Don't pull the mic away. We want to hear you laugh. Oh, my God.
We work in an audio medium. Oh, my gosh. That was Austin. I mean, this whole time it's been Austin, but that was definitely Austin.
Have I told you guys lately that I hate you? Have I told you lately that I hate you?
No. We miss it.
I hate you.
Well, in case people are curious, it is a Team Melissa Day.
Okay.
Thank you, Kyle.
So I have to be Team Melissa all day.
The only reason why he's on her side.
It's the only reason he's on her side.
Oh, my God. Otherwise, he'd be on my line.
I do not sound like that.
Yeah, it kind of sound like that.
Let's do a quick poll on the room.
All right, let me do
everybody it. Raise. Okay. Oh, well, hold on. We'll all vote. It's an audio medium, as some people have pointed out. It's an audio medium. So let's cast vote. Does that sound like Austin? My name is Kyle, and I think it does sound like Austin. Austin, what do you think?
My name is Austin, and I disagree. I do not think it sounds like Austin.
Ooh, my name is Melissa, and yes, that sounds exactly like Austin.
2-1. We live in a democracy,
you
sir.
You lose.
All right. Here we go. If we're doing impressions, let me do an impression, okay? let's turn the tables a little bit. Let me do the impressions. Sit back and enjoy. All right?
I'm already loving it.
Here's Kyle.
Waiting.
He's nailing it.
Laughing off mic. I'm running a marathon.
Wow, he nailed me on that.
Did that sound like I'm Austin? And I think that did sound like Kyle.
That's a little like Kyle.
I'm Kyle, and I think that sounds like
Kyle. We live
in
a democracy. All right, yeah. It's unanimous. Wow, the first unanimous vote ever in America, I think, in a long time. Okay, now let me do impression of Melissa. Mm.
Good luck.
God bless it! That's me chewing the gum, by the way. God bless it, you guys! Stop pranking me! When am I going to ever get on you guys? And then, I'm tired. All right, I'm Austin. I think that did sound like Melissa.
Kyle.
Kyle. Yo, Melissa, why don't you vote first?
It's a Team Melissa Day. I'm going to say no.
Ooh, deciding.
That doesn't sound anything vote, like me.
But did that sound like Melissa? Keep in mind, at the end
that
I go.
Absolutely. Positively.
I'm tired.
Sounded nothing like Melissa.
Okay. All right.
How dare.
It's going to be one of those days,
I see. Which, by the way, you see that Melissa voted against me, her partner. But I voted for Melissa.
Yeah,
so.
Wow. Band of Brothers, rent it sometime, Melissa.
You voted against yourself, too.
Well, that was after you had already voted.
So yeah, it was too late. You'd already lost. It's like
you think I can't be easily influenced to change a vote?
It's like on America's Got Talent. When three of them vote no, it doesn't matter what the fourth person votes.
Yeah, Howie Mandel, get out of
here. That person's already eliminated.
Sofia Vergara, we don't care.
Although I did see in America's Got Talent where the guy got voted off, came back on later on in the episode, did a different trick, and it was terrible. Got voted off a second time, then came back on a third time and got voted off. Got voted off three times in an episode.
What was he, me during my sophomore year homecoming? Folks! I got turned down 8 times.
Okay, I'm going, I'm going X on my buzzer for that joke.
You weren't there. Larkin High School, shout out.
Howie Mandel, notable germaphobe.
Mm-hmm.
How would you like it if, like, you are known for this incredible career of comedy, hosting Deal or No Deal, now America's Got Talent, the old TV show Bobby's World back in the day.
Ooh, good reference.
Thank you. But all anyone knows about you is that you're a germaphobe. Or, like, it's the only thing anyone ever brings up about you.
Yeah, he's very known for that. I have a question. I don't know if I 100% know the answer to it. So I'm wondering if you guys do. Is it true that he won't shake anybody's hand because he's a germaphobe?
He only fist bumps, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He only fist bumps.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true. That's how I know it, because it's the only thing I know about Howie Mandel. Stand-up in the late 80s, early 90s.
How do you guys feel about somebody who's that much of a germaphobe?
I get it, but I'm also not that... I don't know.
Germaphobes, I don't fully understand germaphobes. I mean, like, look, okay, did the pandemic change some things? Sure, yeah. It's like made me more cognizant.
Do I have to wash my hands now?
Yes. Do I wash my hands after I pee? More times than not.
You didn't do that before the pandemic?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, gross.
No, I'm joking.
You didn't just put your hand underneath the water?
Oh,
no,
that's what I do.
That's my move, was just put the hand underwater and then just dry it off.
Does not count.
It does not count.
Oh,
but the pandemic taught me that.
But what if it's
warm
water?
You know what? I'm thankful for those 2 years of isolation.
I'm not.
It taught me to wash my hands.
If I got anything out of it, I know I got to wash my hands for the entire course of Mr. Brightside.
Mm-hmm. So do you ever think
jealousy turning things into the sea, stroking acoustic lullabies, choking on your alibis, but it's just the price I pay, destiny is calling me,
oh my God.
Open up my eager eyes, cause I'm Mr. Brightside.
My wedding trick used to be, I'd pull out my phone during Jealousy is Calling Me, and I'd be like, Jealousy is Calling Me. And then one time I tried to one-up it, and I had I changed her name in my phone to Jealousy.
Yeah.
And I told her, call me.
Yeah.
And she called, and I was like, Jealousy is Calling Me. So I one-upped it, and after that, I was like, there's nothing better I can do. So
that's, wow, that was really good. Wait, what were we were just saying? Washing hands, germaphobe. Oh, I don't understand germaphobes in the sense that, like, look at how many people in the world are not germaphobes, and they're not getting sick at every corner. You know, they're not like dying because I ate a piece of food off of the ground.
Right. Yeah, I definitely think being a true germaphobe has something to do with like OCD or something. I don't know if it is OCD, but there's like something there where you're like overly worried about it.
You down with OCD? Yeah, you know me.
Hey.
Oh my God.
What was that laugh?
Oh my God.
Melissa did not love that joke.
And we have learned with working with Melissa for as many years as we have.
It's been two.
Yeah. It's too many, some might say. That she has different types of laughs. And
really?
Yes. And with, like, you know, the editing of audio that we do with our job, I have picked up on this so much so. You've brought this up to me. You're like, I have different types of laughs.
It's funny. Well, it's weird that you're bringing it up. I mean, I've had other people tell me that, and I just thought that was kind of like, doesn't everybody have multiple laughs?
Yeah.
So I never really.
You do have a cackle laugh that I live for. That is the when you are legitimately find something funny.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
If it's insanely funny, that laugh is often succeeded by, I have to pee, you guys.
Yeah, that was yesterday.
Yeah, we got one of those out yesterday, and it's the best feeling in the world.
It is
not the having to pee, but the getting Mel to
like,
say that
to
she
get
has to
her to almost pee. It's peak comedy.
Right. And then there's the laugh that she just did where she laughs and it turns into a cough, you know. She,
which is good. Right. Not pee, but good.
No, it's not great. And then there's the fake laugh.
Which we just heard.
Yeah, we hear that a lot on this podcast.
Rate,
review, and subscribe.
Come on. Are you saying I give a lot of fake laughs? I don't.
I mean, I would too if I worked with us. I mean, it's not a bad thing.
I think there's a difference between a fake laugh and a laugh that's like, that was sort of funny.
Well, no.
Because then it's really a laugh, but it's like, it was funny, but it wasn't like over the top funny. But no, it was funny enough to give you a little mini laugh.
Well, I don't want there to be some negative connotation with the fake laugh. In fact, I will argue on behalf of the fake laugh, especially in the industry that we work in.
Why?
Because are so many. I have worked on way too many radio shows where the host would either not laugh or not fake laugh, I mean, and or the flip side of that, which is even worse in my opinion, where if someone makes a joke and it's bad, the person points out that it was a bad joke. I think that kills any and all momentum. But a fake laugh continues, and it's like, even if it is a bad joke, which most of the time mine are, you fake laugh, it just keeps the ball rolling, and it doesn't put a screeching halt to the show. And mm-hmm.
I've called you out on some bad dad jokes, though.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Well, we can boo him. It's really fun to boo him.
Sometimes I'm like, yeah, I don't know about that one.
I think the fake laugh is great for what we do because it informs the audience that, look, we are enjoying ourselves in here. We are having fun. And if you care to join us, you can do so.
Well,
set your preset to US.
I don't think we can name it the fake laugh, especially when we're talking about the show, because if it isn't funny, I'm really not going to laugh. So it has to be even a tiny bit funny. So I do think there are different levels of laughs within people. I may have more of them, but if something's like, okay, that was kind of cute. You'll get a
yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
you go. That was kind of cute.
I've heard that one.
And then if something's a little bit funnier, then I'd be like, oh yeah. Okay, and then
see, that's a good fake laugh. That was a good fake laugh.
But, fake laugh.
But so there's different levels. So yeah, there's a buildup, right,
sure,
to the
sure
funniness. So I love laughing, and I find humor in a lot of different things.
I know one thing in particular you find a lot of humor in.
Oh my gosh, don't do it.
I know what you're going to say.
Kyle, don't do it.
Guys.
Oh no.
Melissa loves fake smoke.
Oh my gosh.
If I
you
do
pantomime smoking a cigarette around Melissa, she will laugh for days. In fact,
Melissa's going to Jewel this weekend. She's going to Arlington Heights.
I am. Oh, 440 gosh on Rand Road.
If somebody can please go.
Please.
What time are you going from, like 12 to 2?
Yes.
We need to bring this up on air too, because
yes,
we need to get someone to do this.
12 to 2.
There's no
if
way.
You walk up and shake Melissa's hand, you take a photo, and as you're talking, you pull out a cigarette.
Take a drag of a
and
fake
take a,
cigarette.
Take a drag, and then kind of talk through the smoke in your mouth,
yeah,
and then blow it out.
Blow it out.
And then carry your thoughts.
How about this weather, huh?
Stop
it's a hot one today.
Yeah. Mm. Got to bust out the swimming pool a little later.
You got plans later, Mel?
And then you have to fake put it out like there's an ashtray.
Tap it against something, like if there's a you know, a cement column or something, and maybe tap it against the
and
column.
And my favorite thing to do is if we have to rush out, do one more hit. Go, okay, guys, see you a little bit.
Right, yeah.
Drop the cigarette on the floor.
Maybe wave the smoke away so you're not blowing it in Melissa's face. Because
yes,
Melissa's not a smoker.
No, she doesn't
not
want
smoker,
that secondhand fake smoke.
She will laugh at someone fake smoking all day.
Oh, God. It's so funny. And here's the thing. I've never smoked a cigarette in my life. But when you guys do that, I crack up because all I see is my mom. Like, it is identical, identical to the way my mom would smoke, identical to the way she would hold her cigarettes, identical to the way that she would flick them, wave
you know
the
Melissa,
smoke out of her face.
Melissa, one more word and you're grounded, okay?
Just sometimes you need to get the edge off, you know?
And that's
that
what
edge
I hear smoking does.
Yeah, Jewel Osco in Arlington Heights this weekend. Make sure you check out our... Our old pal, Melissa.
it's so funny because even when you're having a bad day, Mel, or if we're ever in a weird, like, we're all kind of just, like, tired from the week.
Yeah, right,
frustrated.
Right.
It's just nice to know that I could just walk in the studio,
oh,
reach in my pocket, pull out air,
yeah,
but make it look like a square box,
right,
open it up, and I already get the laughs going, and I'm like, game changer.
She could be like, you guys... Right. She could be like, you guys,
stop it.
Porter just got drafted, and he drafted to war. He's serving our country overseas.
Is he going to Nam?
I'm not going to see him. I'm not going to see him for 10 years. He has to serve for 10 years. I'm not going to see him.
That's tough.
And I'm really going through it. I'm having a rough day. I'm fighting back tears. And oh my gosh, Kyle, are you faking cigarette red smoke right now?
That draft is no joke.
Yes.
Get out of here.
Hey, some kids get drafted, some kids don't. You just gotta grow up.
Hey, consider it a compliment. You get strong enough to serve this country.
God, you guys are twisted.
You know what? I don't know. Whenever I'm smoking, I gotta talk in this voice. I gotta talk like this.
It's Regis if he just grew up in New York a little bit longer.
It's Regis's like Jewish mother. Like, you know, hey kids, why don't you go out back and play along with us? Look, you kids, I gotta carpool you to the soccer practice. I gotta carpool you home back to school. Like, when does it stop? I feel like an Uber driver.
Exactly.
I feel like an Uber driver.
I feel like a dang Uber driver, okay? And you know what? Frankly, I'm quite as sick of it. I should switch to Lyft. They pay better. And it's all about the pay.
They pay better.
The other thing, I guess, is accents and talking about ride-sharing apps. It really gets Mel going. Oh,
Melissa, that was the trifecta. Pantomiming cigarette smoke, jacking ride-share apps, and doing it all in a funny accent.
Yeah.
I swear it's the trifecta. You'll never see Melissa laugh harder than she's doing right now. She's going to pee her pants, right? She's about to tell us. Wait for it.
You're going to pee your pants, Melissa?
Yeah.
Can you put some gambling
Melissa,
in there?
Melissa, drink some water and start laughing some more.
It, like, weirdly, wouldn't be the first time she's peed on this podcast, but man.
Wait,
won't be the last.
Oh, that's right.
Melissa Peter Pants.
I think the show title is named that, right?
Melissa
it's
Peter Pants.
One of our
Pants.
Most listened to podcasts.
That podcast got nominated for awards.
Yeah. It won a CMA. It won a PMA. Folks, I'll be at the Laugh Hut this weekend through Saturday. Make sure you tip your waitstaff.
Shut up. Just stop.